Hi, everyone, and welcome to Touchpoints TV. I'm Alicia Fioretta, Associate Editor of Retail Touchpoints, and right now I have Renee Dixon with me, and she's co-owner of Apricot Lane. Renee, thanks so much for taking the time out.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So to start our conversation now, why don't you provide our viewers with a little overview of Apricot Lane, the business, and more importantly, your specific location.
Okay. Apricot Lane is a franchise, and the corporate office is based out of Vacaville, California. And my daughter and I opened Apricot Lane in Peoria, Illinois in October of 2010. And since we opened, we now have three stores plus our warehouse location, which is where we use our Equid application for online e-commerce site. We opened our first location, as I said, in October of 2010. We started our Equid site next, which was basically January of 2012. So we've had it a little over a year. Mm-hmm. We opened up Apricot Lane in Normal, Illinois in October of 2012. And in November of 2012, we took over a store, Apricot Lane, Nashville, Tennessee. And our future plans are first quarter of 2014, we're opening a store in Champaign, Illinois, on the college campus. So
very exciting. Now, you talked a little bit about your transition to e-commerce and obviously the digital space, which obviously is a lot different than just having brick and mortar stores. So why don't you share a little bit more about that transition to the online world and, more importantly, how Equid sort of helped you guys along the way?
Okay. Well, how we transitioned into Equid was we were really big into Facebook social media. And we started that, I want to say, probably, 6 months after our store was going, we kind of started thinking, you know what, we should take pictures of our clothes that we're getting in and let's put them online so that customers can basically shop through our Facebook page. And the response to our Facebook page was just overwhelming. And so in talking with my daughter and then my husband, who's also involved with the stores with us, his background is in management and marketing. He's involved in a car dealership. We decided to take it one step further and go online. So we contacted the corporate office of Apricot Lane, and they had kind of dabbled in a little bit of an online e-commerce and with another store here in Illinois, and it didn't go over, I don't think, like they expected. Mm-hmm. So we said, you know what, let us try it. My daughter had done some investigation. She checked into Equid and what it was about, and so they said to us, okay, if you want to do this, you can be our, we'll have you as a beta site. You know, mm-hmm. We'll see how you guys do with it. And so we started that in January of 2012. And basically what it has done for us is our retail store, where actual customers come into the brick and mortar store, and the warehouse location, that's where we do all of our e-commerce, the Equid site. They're like 50-50. I mean, one does just as much as the other. Mm-hmm. Of course, the store is open a lot more hours. You know, our store is open 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Our e-commerce site is open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Mm-hmm. And it does every bit as much as our brick-and-mortar store. Wow. And we ship all over the United States and various different countries as well.
Wow, very interesting. And you touched a little bit about Facebook and the role it's sort of playing for you guys from a marketing perspective. So, what are you guys doing to help increase awareness and engagement and just basically educate consumers about Apricot Lane and, more importantly, further engage with your current customers? What role is that playing in your business?
Apricot Lane boutiques are unique in that once you purchase the franchise, you can pretty much do and carry whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So you may walk into an Apricot Lane in somewhere in Florida and then walk into the Apricot Lane here in Peoria, Illinois, and they're going to be totally different. It just depends on what the buyer is buying and what your actual customer, who your customer is. Mm-hmm. And it took us a while to actually find out who our customer was. But my daughter does the buying, and she does a fabulous job. And we really, you know, really figured out who our customer is and what they're wanting. And once we figured that out, you know, and then we kind of partnered it with our doing our Facebook social media, it just boomeranged. I mean, mm-hmm. It just exploded. And then that's when we thought, oh my gosh, you know, we have quite a following. Let's take it another step. And we still look at our Facebook page as an actual customer. The mm-hmm. same, you know, we look at it that we have three types of customers. We have our customer who walks in our store. We have our customer who is on our Facebook page. And then we also have our customer who's on the phone. And then, you know, our Equid site, our e-commerce site, which is, you can get to it from apricotlanepeoria.com. You go into the shop now, that's a whole, like a store of its own. Mm-hmm. And we have 2 full-time employees and 4 part-time employees that are there Monday through Friday. And we still do our Facebook. We still take pictures every day mm-hmm. from our store of new arrivals and post them on our actual Facebook page. So through our Equid and our Facebook, our customers have a couple different ways of actually shopping, you know, with us without walking in our store.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see how all of these channels are sort of intermingling and blurring together. And I think, you know, your case study is definitely a good example of that. So, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of the future and, you know, plans and goals for you guys, what marketing trends are you planning on focusing on? And, you know, what strategies are you going to be utilizing in the next year in terms of expanding your business?
Well, we, as far as expanding, you know, we are opening, as I mentioned, another location in the first quarter of 2014 in Champaign, Illinois, which we think that's going to be an awesome location for us as well. One of the things that we do to try and increase our social media site is from time to time we'll have contests. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's some legalities with it. You have to go through some third-party companies to actually make it a legal contest, which we do comply with. And for an example, just the past couple of days, we had a contest, and it got us to 29,000 Facebook fans. Wow. So, you know, that we look at as one of our things. I mean, we're always looking at expanding our Facebook customer, you know, and increasing our market on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then what that does for us is it overflows into our Equid site. So our growth opportunities would be to open the new store in 2014, you know, continue to expand our Peoria and our Normal location, as well as our Nashville location. And, you know, that was a store that was kind of a troubled store. And since we've taken it over, it's really starting to increase. And I think a lot of that is they're following in our footsteps as far as our lead, as far as let's do this. This is how we did it in Peoria. And this is how we did it in Normal, and do this, this, and this, you know, with what we do for our Facebook. And it's really helped to increase their business. And then, as always, continue to grow our e-commerce Equid site.
Excellent, Renee. Well, it seems like a very exciting time for Apricot Lane, and you know your business as it continues to expand both in brick and mortar and online. So, Renee, thank you again so much for taking the time out to chat with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone out there, for watching.